Welcome into the program. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss and Paulie Howard live as always, downtown Las Vegas, Circa Resort and Casino. Busy show on tap for you today. Good guests on the program. Nigel Seeley, his best soccer bets for the important week, Paul.
Oh, huge.
Big time week in the soccer world. He's coming up in an hour. JVT, NBA play-in games, game ones, series prices, other stuff with the playoffs. That's coming up in 2 hours. On the show today, and Paige Sprannick is going to join us from PointsBet today to give us her plays at the PGA Championship, which is the longest course in the history of majors, Paulie.
Yeah.
7,800 plus yards.
Yep. Let's do it. Let's go. How about a rant to start the show? Who's betting the Minnesota Twins? They took money.
Again last night.
It's the definition of insanity. Mm-hmm. They were last place.
You know who?
With a division with the Detroit Tigers who stink. What do they do? Do they watch the show? I mean, the White Sox are 25-2 against lefties this run, and they just crushed Hap. I mean, I look up, it's 14-3. I mean, what do people do? Who bets the Minnesota Twins? What are you doing?
I'm not going to put them in the same category, but it drove me nuts a couple of years ago when all of this sharp money kept coming in on the Browns.
Yeah.
Sundays in the NFL.
Ooh, value. Ooh, no, they suck.
Finally,
no value.
Like, you have to eliminate what your numbers say, what your model says occasionally, and put the human element into things, right? And just say, when it was Hugh Jackson with the Browns, you know what? My numbers say that they're getting 13 this week. The number 17 on the board, okay, I should take that, but you know what? They stink. They can't cover a game. I got to back off right now. And, I mean, this...
They're hemorrhaging. The worst ROI. They're in last place. The White Sox crushed lefties. They just got to Hap. There's something wrong with this team. Baldelli should be fired. There's no fire. They should have got swept against the A's. They had to rally down three in the eighth. They take money.
You've been saying that about Baldelli now for probably 3 weeks.
I believe he was 33-1, first manager fired. I mean, I don't know what the holdup is.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I continue to get all these emails and texts from home about how bad this has been, and his press conferences are horrible. But my God, and a tough one for you with the Capitals. Ooh, I know they're loving it in Essen, but my God. That scramble in front of the net, and then the Bruins force overtime, and then the beautiful game winner by Marchand right off the bat. Isn't that funny? It seems like once playoff hockey goes to overtime, it either at 2 minutes in or it goes a couple overtimes.
I mean,
there's no in between.
Same thing with the Wild VGK game the other day.
Uh-huh.
Right away in overtime.
Yeah, yeah,
bam,
yeah,
there's your game
winner.
39 seconds in, fastest of all time.
Yeah.
And no, I mean, you're right. I mean, did you think I had no problem with the third goal, by the way. I mean, it sucked because I had Washington plus the money last night, and they had the overhead shot. They're like, okay, are they going to call the challenge right now?
Mm.
I'm like, I'm not so sure they can really challenge that goal. I thought it looked pretty legit.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But to lose like that, up 3-2, only a couple of minutes left, and you're right, clear the puck if you can.
Yeah.
And it just, everybody's in there with their dicks going
couldn't
at
corral
it.
I know. I know. Couldn't corral it. Good game, though. You know, Rask, too, giving up a soft one. But the wrist shot from the blue line?
Yep.
Screen deflection? Well, come on.
And we finally had then two games eventually where the two-goal lead came into play.
Yeah. Well, these are supposed to be the two series that are supposed to be routes, right?
Yeah.
And we'll get to more on that in a second with Colorado. But the other thing, 12,000 people at the Carolina game. It felt like 20.
Oh, no, I know.
They were into it.
Yep. Up next, we'll recap a little bit more of the hockey, NBA playing games. They played three times during the regular season and really didn't come close to hitting this.
This is Brent Musburger, and here is your VSiN Action Update. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Major League Baseball lines for your Tuesday. The Pittsburgh Pirates will be on the road to take on the St. Louis Cardinals. St. Louis minus 127 on the money line. Pittsburgh plus 117 with an over-under of 7.5. Reds home to take on San Francisco. Cincinnati minus 114 on the money line. The Giants plus 104 over-under at 8.5. Tampa Bay facing Baltimore. The Rays minus 147. Orioles plus 136 with an over-under of 8.5. NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. The Pittsburgh Penguins home to face the Islanders tonight. Penguins favored by a goal and a half, minus 130. The Islanders plus 118, over under 5.5. Tampa Bay on the road to face Florida. The Lightning favored by a goal and a half, minus 126. Panthers plus 114, over under of 6. The Vegas Golden Knights favored by a goal and a half over the Minnesota Wild with an over under of 5.5. Calgary on the road to face Vancouver. Flames favored by a goal and a half with an over under of 6.
Get the latest VSiN odds at VSIN.com. And remember, cashing tickets is what it's all about. time to follow the money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Polly Howard.
Now's the time. Cash in the playoffs. Sign up for your 10-day free trial, VSiN.com/subscribe. The playoffs are here. And you got Andy McNeil covering hockey. Jonathan Von Tobel tracks the NBA. The entire VSiN team gives you all the tools to make the most of every bet on the playoffs, including odds and analysis for every game on VSiN.com and the best bet emails. VSiN.com/subscribe. Let's do it. It's here. NBA, NHL. Yeah.
So we had the fourth game of the playoffs going to overtime last night.
How about that?
Yep.
Fantastic.
And if for people who are betting that three-way,
yeah, right.
You lost the two games after it last night, but you're still clearly up because you're getting at least, in some cases, you're getting maybe 4-1 in that neighborhood anyway to go to overtime. And certainly more than $3 in all of these matchups. So, and then tonight, of course, the games that we have on tap, Islanders at Pittsburgh. The Penguins open up about $1.35, and the total is 5.5 in this game. I mean, if you're ever going to expect, you know, and you get this from hockey players all the time, so it sounds kind of stupid, I get it, but the Penguins are going to give, you know, 1,000% effort tonight. They can't afford to go down. It's, you know, not going to call it a must-win game, but if you go down 0-2 going back on the road then for games 3 and 4, that's a little dicey.
Yeah, Nassau Coliseum will be rocking. I mean, they've lost 5 in a row in the playoffs to the Islanders. As Dennis Bernstein pointed out yesterday, it's a 1-10 playoff run. Horrible goaltending in game 1. We'll see what the status is of Varlamov moving forward and with this one, too. I mean, the fact that you lose the game, you get horrible goaltending, you were so good at home during the regular season, and the Islanders are playing a backup goalie. I'm not as high on the KHL guy as Bernstein is, but in any event, they're on a 40-14 run as a home favorite. But it didn't work out in game 1 as they blew the lead after the sensational goal by Crosby. But you're right, it's put up or shut up time here too. And maybe the special teams decides this. Pittsburgh had a top 5 power play, but 27th in penalty kill, but the Islanders' power play is weak. So, but you can't give up that many goals. And certainly the Islanders aren't a potent offensive team.
Sure.
But you're right. You go down 0-2 at home. Difficult, but not impossible. But you're going to be up against it and close to drawing dead if you lose this one tonight. So I would say Penguins are passing this one, but you also want to see the goaltending situation with the Islanders. What you said earlier as well with the overtime and what we talked about briefly in the first segment, these two series are supposed to be the two blowouts, right? Maybe Toronto. I don't see it, but Toronto's a big favorite too. But remember, Carolina won the first 6 games against Nashville, and they outscored them 23-9. That was a great third period that they played. And again, that arena was rocking.
Sure.
Which with this capacity, and they're 50% capacity with Pittsburgh, by the way. So with who's in the building and not many people in the building in Washington and not that loud, you asked me yesterday because you were at the game Sunday. It felt okay, close to normal with the Knights game. Not so much with the Capitals. It's not loud. But they were unbelievable in the third period. And they're just the fans are on top of you, how they set that up. And they were awesome blitzing, taking care of Nashville. So if you throw out the last two meetings when Nashville needed it, Carolina really didn't, that's 7 in a row. And then every time I looked up yesterday, the series price went higher and higher and higher on Colorado.
I know.
They were a 330 favorite to win the game. Then I saw you see as high as $5 for the series price.
Well,
it was like $4, $4.20 when we were on the air yesterday. And then just kept going up, 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 and up. And a great third period again by Colorado. 50 shots on goal. Oh, this team's good.
So this was at 4:08 Pacific time yesterday. Sports odds history. Very good follow. Good website as well. At that point, the Avalanche reached -$5 to win the first round series. 2010 was the last time an NHL team was $5 or above for a playoff series. Washington was -$6.45 against Montreal.
Huh.
And the Canadiens took them out in 7 games.
An excellent Washington team that year. I don't recall. I remember the lose. I didn't recall it be at that high, but I remember they lost. Yeah. Wow.
That's insane.
A 650 series in the hockey? NHL
in hockey.
Playoffs?
Wow. I mean, at that point, right, don't you just kind of blindly have to bet the dog with the way that this unfolds in hockey? And I guess, you know, people would probably come back and say, well, don't you do the same thing with the Blues? I think the Blues can take it. I said this yesterday. I think the Blues can make it interesting in this series. Doesn't mean that they're going to, you know...
Well, it was for 2 periods.
Make it a 7-game series or, you know, beat them overall. But, you know, a series can go 5 games and it can be pretty good. That's like a misnomer, right? All 7-game series are great and anything that's 5 or below stinks. That's not the way it works, you know?
Yeah.
So... Mm-hmm. What do you expect tonight in Tampa Bay and Florida? If we get the same thing, which we won't, but if we get anything close to game one, buckle in tonight.
Sure, sure. Well, again, I agree with Jeff Davis. And it's unfortunate that it comes down to maybe money, but Bobrovsky is 12-22 career in the playoffs. And you get that many goals past Vasilevsky if you're Florida and you can't win a game?
I know.
I mean, I think they're playing the wrong goalie. Scratch that. They are playing the wrong goalie. So I don't care what you make. You got to put the best guy out there. And the other guy was better during the regular season. I don't trust this guy. So I'm not coming back with Tampa. And you get Stamkos and Kucherov back, and they make an immediate impact.
Did they ever?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's, no. I don't think there's a hangover here at all, and I'll trust the defending champs here. And Florida was a great story. But, again, it's like you said, too. I mean, this is the season for Pittsburgh and Florida tonight. You can't lose both games at home to start the playoffs.
I would agree.
So this is.
Well, I know one thing you can't do tonight if you're Florida, you got to stay out of the box completely. Well,
absolutely. Right.
I mean, that is as lethal as it gets.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they were super sharp in game one, so I'd expect that to continue.
And then the late game, who knows who they're going to play in goal? I would come back with Fleury. He was awesome in game one, but this is three straight series now for the Knights where they can't score. And we'll see if they can solve Talbot tonight and what they can do. But again, I know the power play stinks. Maybe guys are pressing, but here's another one here. You're right. All three home teams close to a must-win scenario.
It all started for VGK last year with Thatcher Demko.
Right. Came out of nowhere.
Really did.
They blitzed the Blackhawks. Had no problem. You know, and this has been an incredible run here where you get an expansion team that goes to the Stanley Cup Finals. Then they had another great season and were robbed with one of the worst calls in the history of sports. And they lose a Game 7 on the road and blow a three-goal lead. Then they go to the Conference Finals last year. But then again, right, it starts with Demko. Couldn't solve them. And then they couldn't score against Dallas, and now here it is, game one, couldn't do anything against the Wild,
yep.
which is a tough matchup for them to begin with, and they've struggled since they came into existence against this outfit and this organization.
And, you know, I will say this, too. It felt to me like, and again, watching it on TV might be a little bit different than watching it live when you're at the arena. It felt to me like the Golden Knights really made it difficult for Talbot in that game. Like, they put a lot of...
They did not make it difficult for him. I agree, yes.
A lot of pucks went directly at him.
Yeah. You're right. That's where shots on goal are misleading.
No, I mean...
It's high danger chances and all. You're right.
Because he had, I want to say the number was 40 saves in regulation, right? And not once would I tell you the guy... I'm not giving the guy total credit, obviously, but he never really stood on his head.
Yeah.
It wasn't like this amazing performance. Oh my God, I can't believe the Wilder are going to walk out of here with a win. And they kind of made it easy for him, so... They can't do that tonight. The shot's great, but make it a little bit more difficult for them.
Mm-hmm.
And, the key here, I think, would be Pacioretty. Right? Leading goal scorer. If he can't go tonight, that's a big deal. And, you find out 3 minutes before they drop the puck on Sunday that he's not a go. And
yep.
I will say this, though. I mean, at what point do you come in on the Wild again for game two? It's another one where, okay, you want to drop the first two games here in Vegas and go back to Minnesota. Good luck to you, but... Right now the Knights laying $1.65, $1.70 at some spots. I mean, if the locals keep pounding the Golden Knights today, at some point you have to just say enough's enough and you got to bet the Wild again.
That's right. Yep. And they're Wild now favored in the adjusted series price. And we read this tweet yesterday. In the last 13 playoff games, the Golden Knights have had more total shots, shots on goal, and expected goals than their opponents 12 times. They're 5-8 in those games. 5-8. So, enough.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Light the lamp. Get it going. Okay? Good. So you have that. Now it's fun. Now we got play-in games. We got early starts. You got this Calgary-Vancouver debacle at 1 o'clock Pacific.
Yeah.
They finish it out. But this is... I was not aware of this until yesterday. The Indiana Pacers were 10 games under 500 at home. Can you believe that? That is nuts. How kooky is that?
Well, at one point when they were somewhat close in the standings to the Bucks were still like $11 to win the division.
Mm, yeah.
And that was way early on in the year when it looked like the Pacers actually might have something. And then it just, it never stayed like that whatsoever. And the Bucks obviously ran away with the division. But they, this is the fourth meeting tonight overall between these two teams. They played a couple of games back in Charlotte in late January. Hornets closed as 3.5-point dogs. The total was 221 in each game. Final scores, Indy 116-106, went over by the hook. Two nights later, Charlotte got him 108-105. They played again on April 2nd in Indiana. Pacers were minus five, close 218.5. Charlotte killed them 114-97. Actually, you know, Doug McDermott's been playing well lately for the Pacers, and he had 28 in the first game when they played. Brogdon had 25, Sabonis 22. LeVert never played back then, but he did in April.
Check the status of Brogdon, too. That's big tonight. The team that has won the first quarter is 3-0. Do with that what you want. But the thing that sticks out to me is the totals tonight. 227 in the Charlotte game, 232.5 at DraftKings in the Boston game. And this is supposed to be, okay, slow it down, more of a grind in playoff basketball, and maybe games go under. Who knows? But you mentioned some of these scores in the first three meetings. The other thing is, with both games
Well,
today,
wait to hear the scores, by the way, in the Wizards-Boston this year.
Yeah. The other thing will be, who dictates and controls tempo in the two games? Washington was number one in pace. Indiana was top five. Boston and Charlotte in the 20s. About who's going to control pace. And you know how fast Westbrook likes to play and how Washington gets up and goes. But you have Charlotte limping in and leaking oil. They've lost five in a row. 8-16 since Hayward got hurt. You have Boston, who for the second time in 75 years finished 500. And Boston struggled down the stretch. Meanwhile, Washington's on fire. They closed 17-6. How well they played. So you got a couple games here with teams headed in opposite directions.
Yeah. So what do you want to do with this? In the regular season when they played, it goes all the way back to January 8th. The total was 237.5. Final combined score was 223. Stayed under by 14.5 points. On Valentine's night, they played at Washington. The total closed 230. Final score was Washington 104-91. Not even in the same zip code as the total. And they played again 2 weeks later at Boston. Total was 232. Remember, that's the game that the Wizards blew. They were up 110-105 with like 45 seconds left.
Uh-huh.
And they blew the game. They lost 111-110. And here's the other question. As you look at player props tonight.
Yes.
Boston had absolutely zero solution for Bradley Beal this year.
Right.
Game one, he had 41. Right. Game two, he had 35. And in that loss that they blew that I just talked about, he had 46.
Right. But he's compromised. And the hammy, he's not 100%.
True.
So that's big.
I think I saw 31.5 on him earlier today.
Oh. And that, well, then the other angle you have is the Westbrook props. Crazy at DraftKings.
It is.
You're 13.5 and 13.5 with the rebounds and assists. And what? I think it's 50.5 combined points, rebounds, and assists. If I looked at it right earlier. Yeah.
Makes sense because his point total is like 24.
Yeah. Okay. So that's, you see how crazy it is with his props with Westbrook. But that's, and they played well in those Atlanta games without Beal, but this is difficult here. And what's on the line? I mean, the winner moves on, you're fine. And then the loser has to come right back. It was a huge win for them Sunday to have the safety net and get in this position.
Yeah, right.
As opposed to the early game with the 9-10, where if you lose and they collect the jerseys.
Right.
But it's a lot of pressure on Westbrook, knowing that his running mate and Batman and Robin here, that the other guy's hurt.
Sure.
I mean, he's flat out said it. I'm not close to 100%.
Westbrook's assist prop tonight, like you talked about, 13.5. You can bet different numbers, obviously, different books. You can bet 8+ at points bet. Minus 2,500.
Oh,
10 plus assists, minus $6. If you think he's going to get 8 plus rebounds, it's minus 1,250. That's the juice that we're talking about
what?
Now with Westbrook. Oh, yeah.
That scares me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The assists, yes. The rebounds, you never know. Right. Right. But what do you make of this Celtic outfit, too? I mean, this was just. Now, here's it's interesting thing. And John Schulman does a great job on NBA.com. Boston had 43 games, most in the league, 43 games where it was within 5 points in the last 5 minutes. Coffees for closers.
Yeah.
Fourth worst record, though. Couldn't win close games. 43 times, it's a 5-point game within 5 minutes. They went 17-26. That doesn't say, and I love Stevens. That doesn't say a lot about our guy Stevens, though, either. I mean, right?
Yeah, but also,
that's a knock on Stevens.
It is. Overall, though, how good is the team, seriously? Like, we've gone back and forth with this before, like, back and forth, where you think they have a lot of talent. I really don't. I mean, I think Tatum's awesome for sure. You take Jaylen Brown on this lineup.
Brown, right.
And now it's like, I just like, who can really beat you? And, you know, the point spread is 2, so everything here suggests that it's going to be a close game tonight. And down to the wire, and based on the Celtics track record that you just pointed out, it probably will be like that. Maybe in play here is the best opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, a team gets up to a 12-point lead, you can catch, you know, a much better number in the game tonight.
Kemba and Smart weren't together for the three games either. And then Indiana's lost 9 straight playoff games, too. So I can't believe that. I mean, COVID or no COVID, fans or no fans, how are you 10 games under 500 at home?
Wild.
What the hell's that all about?
Yeah.
Isn't that, how bizarre is that?
I would lean under in that game. In fact, I probably will bet it. Under 233, 232 and a half in that range. That's my thinking anyway.
It'll be interesting, you know, because two of the teams want to get up and down. The other team's sitting there in the 20s in pace. How that'll work, you're right.
How about the movement in the Lakers game yesterday?
Yes.
7 when we were on the air.
Right.
Later on in the day, came all the way down to 4.5.
The way Curry's playing?
Injury concerns, obviously, for the Lakers.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Follow rundown if we had any bad beats last night. What was bad for the books? Line moves as well coming up in Win Some, Lose Some.
Bettors, are you ready? Download the PointsBet app now. Sign up using the promo code VSiN2K. Get 2 risk-free bets up to $2,000. When you bet with PointsBet, you get faster bets, withdrawals, and rewards at your fingertips. Download the app now to experience this premium book for yourself. Must be 21. And head over to PointsBet and check out the name of bet options and request a few of your own as well. $2,000. Code VSiN2K. Time for win-lose.
Rough night.
Can't call it a bad beat. Definitely lose some.
Good night. How does it make you feel?
I absolutely hate them. I absolutely hate them.
Follow the Money Looks Back so we can learn for today.
Everything's an adventure.
In Win Some, Lose Some. Let the education commence.
All right, light card. Not a lot going on. One bad beat. Giants Reds under 8. 5-0 head in the 7th. 6-3 final. Bad for the books. Colorado 280 up to 330. Beat the Blues 4-1 and covered the puck line. One lose some, the Twins. Come on. What are you doing, guys? Who are these? Who are betting? Who's betting the Minnesota Twins? I don't get it. 16-4. Against the hot White Sox, who won 9 of 11 and crushed lefties, and the last place Twins, and the last place Twins in ROI, and Hap, who just gave up 9 earned against the White Sox?
Yeah.
I mean, what are people doing?
All of the above.
Right. Absolutely. Also lose some. You know, not only have you beat me 6 in a row, six in a row,
and
I pulled the jackpot juice card and got beat yesterday. 200-1.
Yeah.
200-1. I had the king.
Well, at least that paid out for you.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Dan Campbell, lunacy. He wants to have a pet lion in practice. I mean, come on. When you hire the dude, the Big Lebowski.
I've already had enough of the guy.
I want a pet lion at practice. He says. Yeah. Sure.
It's Paul. Some of the stuff that's going to come out. He's going to attempt in the next couple of months.
Good point.
I don't know if that can actually be matched or not.
No.
But when he starts off his press conference or, you know, his introduction to the media, and he one of the sound bites is, we're going to be biting kneecaps.
And I'm the dude.
Probably could have been fired on the spot.
Yeah, right.
Right? Or, oh my God, we made a huge mistake.
Yeah. We couldn't show this but because it was too blurry. But Rick and Lynn in Ontario who sent this in, this thing about there are reindeer, Santas, and all these decorations in Ontario in the yard on the grass still. May 18th.
We're coming around.
May 18th.
I like it. I'm embracing the holiday spirit in May.
Okay. Win some. Look at what this guy did at William Hill on the UFC. How about a $5 10-teamer that paid $6,300? Look at that. What? All right, I'll just go here. I'll bet this fighter. I'll go this guy. I'll go this gal. Go right down the list. Bada bing, bada bang, bada boom. $5 10-teamer. 6,300 at William Hill.
I will throw in a couple of dogs. I like this person as a favorite. Give me the minus 140. Here's a plus 115. Yep. Okay, looks good. Bam, let's pop it in.
Biggest dog, plus 190. Biggest favorite, minus 160. There's 6,300 in your account. Good for you. At Paulie Does Vegas on Instagram. This will be up later. This is the Bulldog here with the prayer. Walking up, hanging out at daycare, and he just walks up and he's blessing all the dogs, right? And his hand on the head of that dog. He goes, okay, yeah, prayer. That's it.
All right.
This is his move, right? And he walks over. Now he walks over to the other dog. The other dog's like, cut it out. I know your move. I've had enough. And he,
get away from me.
Gets up and walks away. Yeah, that's his move. The big fella. Sure. And how about this one with puppy? Oh, yeah, that's the beagle. The beagle puppy. They're the best. They come over a little breakfast. Yeah. I got something for you. I mean, this guy's out, right? He's out cold. Yeah. You coming here. Oh, here's something. He just attacks the food. Reminds me of Jordan, my beagle. But he just goes crazy for the food, especially when he was a puppy. But this guy was out cold, and he hears the food. Okay. Time to eat.
And the bowl's gone in 30 seconds.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. There you go. Win, lose. Excellent.
That looked like me, by the way. Are you a fast eater?
Oh, I put it down.
Oh, my God. I will stop bringing up the fact that I was at the game on Sunday.
Yeah?
But you go there, you know, you get a bite. I planned out my day to get a bite to eat during the game. I got one of these humongous, like, it was a barbecue sandwich.
Okay.
On, like, probably a 10-inch. That was gone, no joke, within 4 minutes. People around were like, what happened?
Really?
Did you drop it? Oh, yeah. Like, when I'm hungry and I want to eat, get out of my way.
Absolutely.
It has absolutely no chance.
I won't even sit down. I'll eat standing up in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
sure.
even care.
You know, it's weird.
The point? That's the other thing I do. It's a bad hit. I'll eat the food in the car. I'll get drive-thru. Yeah. I won't even wait till I'll eat the damn thing on before I get in the garage.
Well, here's my problem. A lot of times I eat so fast, I'm not full yet. So I think I'm still hungry.
Oh, sure.
So when I whack down a huge, gigantic barbecue sandwich, I'm like, I need another one.
That's right.
And I'll keep eating, and I'm like, oh, wait, now it's catching up to me.
Yep.
What was I thinking?
Yep.
All right. One of these days I'll learn. One of these days. Maybe when I get into my 60s. all right. Ohtani's MVP case. He did it again last night.
Yep.
This is really something else, Paulie. And blind resume to see if anybody is even close to him right now. Wait until you hear some of the numbers to put him into perspective.
Of bets, daily specials, odds boosts, and the largest offer of live in-play options, BetRivers Sportsbook, the industry leader when it comes to online sports betting. And to make your experience even more rewarding, BetRivers offers the most live streams of major sports, instant payouts, and one-time playthrough. BetRivers, your hometown book. Valid in Colorado, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Virginia, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Play SugarHouse.com in Jersey.
All right, so guess what happened last night in Major League Baseball? If you missed it. Late night West Coast action. Shohei Ohtani went deep again. Angels got a win. But Mike Trout was banged up a little bit. And the speculation was overnight that he could miss a little bit of time. You take him out of that lineup, and now it's going to become easier for pitchers they should actually be able to pitch around him. Because you cannot pitch around Ohtani to get to Mike Trout. That's why this Angels team should be much better than what they are.
Uh-huh.
Right? But some of the numbers to put Ohtani into perspective, and I bet him for a third time, I believe, yesterday at 6-1. To win the American League MVP.
Yeah. Definition of don't be a moron. Put more on it.
Right? As long as he stays healthy.
Sure.
This was an incredible column by Jason Stark at The Athletic to really put Ohtani into perspective this year. Think about this. On the mound, he is averaging 14-plus Ks per nine. That is more than Shane Bieber, Freddy Peralta, Tyler Glasnow, Garrett Cole, Trevor Bauer, Max Scherzer, and Yu Darvish. He has 25 extra base hits that now leads all of Major League Baseball after last night. Meanwhile, on the mound, he is allowed 2 extra base hits, the fewest of any pitcher in baseball who has pitched as many innings as he has. He has a 207 ERA plus, better than Scherzer, Glasnow, or Bauer. He has a 139 OPS plus, and you can pick and choose numbers to make it, look great for your argument, whatever. That OPS plus is better than Mookie Betts, not having a great year, been banged up. Juan Soto obviously missed some time, but it's also better than Nolan Arenado. and he is slugging 574, which is higher than Vlad Jr., Giancarlo Stanton, or Jose Ramirez. And think about this. It's almost 400 points higher than the hitters who have to face him. Batters are slugging 195 against Ohtani. At the plate, he is slugging 574.
Oh, God.
What else do you need?
Yep. God.
And so...
still 6-1.
And he leads Major League Baseball in home runs. He now has 13 after last night.
God.
So, like, who's even close in the American League? We'll do a little blind resume here. Put up some of the guys at the very top of the odds board and their numbers, compare them to Ohtani. Player one has a 319, 440, 609 slash, 11 home runs, 30 RBIs, 29 runs, a 2.3 war, and an OPS over 1,000. Very good numbers. Player two, this is all before last night. Player two slash was 333, 462, 624. Awesome. 8 home runs, but 18 RBIs, 23 runs, number one overall in war, and a great OPS. And player three has a slash of 344, 404, 609. Outstanding. 9 home runs, 26 RBIs, 24 runs, and a 2.3 war. All great numbers. Shohei pretty much matches them across the board with the exception of average. So who's close then when you reveal the guys in the blind resume? Those are three of the best players in baseball right now. And the odds board, depending on where you shop.
Didn't you bet Vlad most home runs?
I have most home runs at 45-1, okay. I believe. Yeah. He has 11. Yep. A couple behind.
Yep. Okay.
So he's player one, Trout's player two, Bogaerts is number three. Again, all three of those. JD Martinez is like 10-1. He has great numbers as well. All three guys having great seasons. Vlad's 15-1. Martinez right now 10-1. Trout's plus 175. And Bogaerts is 25-1. I think you can find him like around 40-1. I want nothing to do with any of those players right now.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take, again, like I said, I'm lined up pretty well right now with Ohtani, having bet him three times.
What's the highest?
Before the season, I think I got 30.
Okay. And there were several large bets in town on him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good for you.
But some of these players in the American League are killing it. They're not close to him right now. Nobody is. While we're doing this, we can do National League MVP as well. Mm-hmm. With the blind resume, because the National League MVP is going to be a good debate. At least, you know, as we approach June, it is. Player number one has a slash of 329, 369, 568, with 9 home runs, 20 RBIs, 7 stolen bases, and a war of 2. OPS is 938, has more than 9 runs. I think that was a screw-up on my part. Player two is 300, 396, 646 with the slugging, 12 home runs, 24 RBIs, and 33 runs. Stolen bases, 6. War first in the National League. And player 3, 10 home runs, 31 runs scored, 25 RBIs. Having a great bounce back year, this guy is. If you want to reveal the blind resume in the National League.
Ah, Mr. Bryant.
Yep.
Okay.
He was tied with Ohtani for most extra base hits until last night. Quietly having a terrific year.
Uh-huh.
I mean, remember, I think it was in April, or it wasn't that long ago, where he already had twice as many extra base hits as he had all of last year. Tells you how bad he was last year, but overall how good he is this season. If Acuña stays healthy, he's my guy in the National League. I mean, he just...
You're right, I agree.
He's so good.
Uh-huh.
But...
Yep.
And now an injury last night for the Braves.
God, I know.
Smashing his hand.
What are you doing? I know the frustration, right? It's kind of like Bull Durham. With the bar fight.
Yeah.
Use the left hand. Right?
Yeah,
come on.
Right.
What are you doing? But this is, you asked me yesterday, I was still stubborn and say, I'm going to have to get off that. I mean, it's a good division and a competitive division where the Nats are in last place and only a couple games under 500. But it's like, come on, Atlanta, let's go. Pitching, struggling, scuffly.
Yeah.
God.
I would ask you this. Who do you make a case for right now?
Well, Mets have some injuries too, right? No, right.
Like every team.
And this Philly thing can't last. It can't, can it?
I mean, well, first of all, let me ask you this, because you wanted to play the unders on every team in this division, pretty much. You did
that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Can you win this division with 87, 88 wins?
Yes, you could. Yes.
Okay. Well, then Philadelphia could maybe make a run for that many. If it's going to take 92, 93, I say, no, they can't do that.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Maybe the Nats, can they do this?
I don't know. Look at the Yankees. They're in fourth place.
Yeah.
Cole sets the record and gets the loss. Houston's won six in a row. That's a big series that starts tonight against the A's. White Sox, I think, are going to run away and hide.
They have the...
Giants keep winning.
Oh, yeah.
How long is this going to continue? Hey, how's Castillo favored? He's terrible.
I can't bet him. There's no way.
He's 6-1 to the over? I mean,
there's absolutely no chance of lane juice with him. No,
no
way.
Respect for the Giants.
By the way, the Giants have the second best record right now in baseball behind the White Sox. White Sox are 25-15.
Yep.
The Giants are 25-16.
Yep.
And the White Sox right now, I'm not going to call it a stranglehold, but their winning percentage is .625. Next closest team in the American League, A's and Red Sox, .595.
And they're $1.10 today. They've won 9 of 11. Twins have lost 8 of 10. Minnesota's lost 7 in a row against righties.
Yeah. Up next, we'll do a little prop culture. And point spreads are up for every NFL game for the 2021 season. We'll take a look at how the overall power ratings shape up based on those point spreads coming up next. Join the action on DraftKings, the leader in daily fantasy sports. Download the app. Use the promo code VSIN when you sign up to compete for cash prizes every week. Don't wait. Sign up now, and new customers get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's code VSIN when you sign up. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER, or in Indiana, the number is 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Must be 18 years or older. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. We can get into some prop culture here coming up in a minute. I did go take a peek at pretty much every single point spread that the Westgate put out, and they have all games up, Paul, week 1 through 18 in the NFL. So good job over there. I looked at most of them again last night on the app, and here's what I came away with. It appears as if they have Kansas City about a half a point favorite over Tampa Bay as the two best teams in the NFL. Feel about right?
Okay.
KC, slight edge over Tampa, about a half a point. There are plenty of examples, but here's one that stood out. In week 5, Buffalo is at KC. Chiefs are -4.5. Later on in the year, Buffalo's at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is -4. And there are other games, like I talked about on the schedule, common opponents, that kind of thing, where they made the Chiefs like a tick higher than Tampa Bay. Two teams behind KC and Tampa, according to their power ratings, appear to be Baltimore and Buffalo. And I think actually Buffalo would get the nod as maybe the third best team in football. And they'd be about a point behind Tampa Bay and a point and a half behind Kansas City. And Baltimore would be in that same neighborhood. They are a pick'em at home against KC. But there are other indications that where they might be a little bit higher. And they don't want to make Baltimore a favorite against KC. That line of thinking where the Chiefs would get bet maybe, but they're about a point and a half behind KC in their power ratings. Cleveland and San Francisco are pretty much the next two teams on the board in their power ratings. A couple of points behind KC and about a point and a half behind Tampa Bay. They're actually, they based on the numbers they put up with Green Bay, it's almost as if they mixed it, putting up a number where it's like 50-50 that Rodgers is going to be there. Like they made San Francisco -5 in week 3. They made Green Bay 2.5 at home against Pittsburgh in week 4. Like if Aaron Rodgers is a quarterback, that number has to be higher than 2.5 in my opinion. They made Green Bay 2.5 at Chicago. They made Green Bay catching 7 at KC in week 9. Some of the examples. I think they're also down on Tennessee the way it appears. And if you go and try to find like the team that would be considered average based on their numbers overall, I'll give you like three teams that would be considered average or close to average. It'd be New England, Arizona, and Atlanta. And I think Arizona and Atlanta are pretty much the definition of average going into the season. But based on what I can find with their numbers, I think Tennessee they have is a below average team. They have Indy minus one at Tennessee in week three, which I thought was a little bit surprising. Okay. But they're high on the Rams, obviously. Another team that's very high on the list. And pretty decent on the Cowboys, too, the way it looks. Ratings at Pro Football Focus, and they do a lot of gambling stuff there as well, but they have Philadelphia as the third worst team in football.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, and David Purdom tweeted this out too. The Westgate Superbook put lines up on every game. The biggest spread, Bills are 14 at home against the Texans week four.
Yeah.
KC Baltimore pick, Rams lane one against Tampa week three, Tampa 3.5 at New England, Buffalo 1.5 at New Orleans, Chiefs 7 against Green Bay, Cleveland at Green Bay, pick them. Some interesting things there. And this is really starting to get momentum and become a big topic. Peter King wrote about it. You talked about it a little bit yesterday. Mike Florio had it about how we have bye weeks, week 14, when the fantasy playoffs start.
Thinking about that now, they might, as a guy who likes to play fantasy, right? I wonder if commissioners and leagues have to make it where the playoffs are now going to be weeks 15, 16, and 17. So the first 14 weeks will now be the regular season. That's probably, because again,
I don't know, right?
I mean, right? But anyway, so.
Yeah, God. We haven't done this in a while, but a couple funny things on prop culture. There was a lot of good stuff with Trump that they put in, and they were creative, but that's gone by the wayside. But you have a couple I wanted to mention. I know a viewer sent this in, too. Will Bezos or Gates, who will remarry first? Bezos is $4. Take back on Gates plus 250. Oh, I mean, that God. Is, come on, just end it. But what you have to do is get back out there. But you can't.
Well, let me say this. I mean, that is neither an option?
Yeah, well, come, yeah, that's but, the I other mean, thing.
Put it this way, both guys are super smart, obviously. Power rating goes down on the intelligence factor, right, if they go back and get remarried.
Well, or if there's no prenup. At the other thing, too.
Either way, Paul.
Like with these guys, you tell me, I mean, how much money are we talking about here? You're in the billions.
Yeah.
Well, way over that.
But then again, to them, they could probably get married 10 times over, get divorced every single time, and it's not going to, they won't even feel it.
Okay. Right.
Doesn't mean anything.
Doesn't even stay.
Yeah. Because when Bezos got divorced, didn't she automatically become the richest female in North America or whatever?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Think about that for a second.
It's the Bill Burr bit. Can someone explain these divorce settlements? Oh, my God. How much do you need for the Fruit Loops? I know.
Yeah.
Who will Gates date next? Jennifer Aniston, 33-1. Terry Hatcher, 33-1. I mean, she was a catch-a-log. She was in Seinfeld and then in the James Bond movies and with Desperate Housewives. Yeah.
Terry Hatcher?
You know, we just lost. I saw. Very good. Tawny Katane passed away.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, that takes me back to my childhood.
Well, MTV.
Yeah, when they play. Yeah, MTV was huge.
Of course it was.
Yeah, White Snake videos on the car, whatever. Right, having a good time. Sure, absolutely. Mary Chuck Finley.
Another one.
Also in a Seinfeld episode. Tawny Katane, right? It was good. Jane Fonda, 50-1. Drew Barrymore. Yeah. Angelina Jolie. Kim Kardashian. Hillary Clinton, 66-1. Susan Sarandon, 66-1.
Well, see, I feel like you need to find...
Mina Kimes is on the list.
And Mina Kimes retweeted that, actually.
Yeah.
She was funny. I think she said, because I think her number on that is much lower than Queen Elizabeth. I think she retweeted and said, take that, Queen.
Yeah, Queen Elizabeth is on the list, right? Absolutely. Oh, this is great. Caitlyn Jenner, 100-1. Oprah, Queen Elizabeth, 1,000-1, and J-Lo's on the list, too, 70-1. So is that true? That the A-Rod, we'll have to get Vasgersian.
I'm sure, yeah, Matt can't wait to talk about it, I'm sure, yeah.
That's off, and then she's back with Affleck?
They went to Montana,
evidently. Like they picked up, right? Like it's great.
Godfather might know. Musburger, he's got the big compound up there.
Montana, right? Who gets away? That's, I guess,
I think it was like to Affleck's place or something like that. Maybe he's got 1,000 acres with a 10,000 square foot house. Maybe, who knows?
Yeah, like Costner in Yellowstone, just hang out. Okay, that was fascinating when you looked at this with prop culture. There's a lot of funny stuff. There's also, they got that Maxwell trial, you know, with the Epstein.
Yeah.
That gal. They have stuff on that about naming names and all the other business, too. I mean, this is wild. Oh, some of the stuff they have. Yeah. So it's been a while, but always an eclectic.
It's always fun. Always fun to talk about. Yeah. Did you see that BetMGM offered this in the NBA playing games? You can bet on like the 14. It's like just a 14 parlay, basically. But it's NBA play-in tournament qualifiers, and it goes Boston, Washington, Lakers, Golden State. Uh-huh. That's minus 125. But they just made it handy on the app. And then play-in tournament Eastern Conference qualifiers, just Celtics and Wizards, minus 250. Celtics and Pacers, plus $7. Celtics, Hornets, 8-1. And in the West, Lakers, Warriors to make it and qualify out of the play-in tournament, minus 350. I think if it's
huge game tomorrow, imagine LeBron goes down.
Well, they won't have a problem getting by.
You don't think so?
The Grizzlies or?
Yeah, you never know. One game, March Madness scenario.
I'm not even talking about covering the spread. I'm just talking about winning the game outright. I think that they would. It's one and done. So you think the Warriors would be in some trouble if they lose tomorrow night, and how they would match up against they just killed the Grizzlies, though, didn't they?
Nah, it'd be okay.
Yeah, be all right.
Yeah. I commend you, though. Maybe you've been married for 10 years.
No, 11.
And you 11, sorry.
Yeah.
And you said if it didn't work out, that said you're done. You know, I'm trying to get there.
Well, it's easier said than done, but I mean.
I don't understand you getting married. And I know a lot of people like that. They get divorced and they get right back into it. It's like, what are you doing?
No, I couldn't. I mean.
No. Come on.
The thing is, I never wanted to get married in my entire life ever because I grew up. Like I had two older brothers, big influence on me. They're like 7, 8 years old. So whatever they liked, I kind of liked that kind of deal. They told me at a young age, Mitch, you can never, don't ever do it. It did, and I'm like, okay, that makes sense to me, whatever. And I like being single. Then my brother goes and gets married one day. He called me on the phone 20 years ago, whatever it was. And he started off the conversation, you're not going to believe what I did. I hit and run? What? I threw out the worst imaginable scenarios. And he goes, no, I got engaged. And I go, that's way worse. It took him 45 minutes to convince me. I'm like, Matt, my whole life you said never, right, ever get married. What are you doing?
What's going on?
And then he got married, you know.
Is he the little last?
No, he got divorced.
Oh, okay.
And guess what?
What? Did it again?
Married again like that. Now, it'll never happen again. He and his current wife are incredible together.
Oh, all right.
But I'm just like, that confused me.
It's 15% success rate.
Yeah.
15.
Yep.
55 end in divorce. 30% people are together because of the kids or money. Oh, my God. Like, again, Bill Burr, my favorite comedian. Is this the line? I lose half my stuff?
Sure. Well, that's like,
okay,
during the pandemic, two things were happening, right?
Right.
Pregnancies.
Yep.
And divorces. Because all of a sudden, it's like, wait, I have to live with you and see you this much every single day?
You can't leave the house? We're trapped together?
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Sure.
How good was Connor McDavid this season? You can find numbers on pretty much anything, but this stat is so good, it's almost preposterous.